Well, for that many years, they were more like family than customers.
Customers, and they came in a lot.
Oh, yes.
That's great. So what kind of, you had to run the cash register and take orders? And
stack shelves, and I even cut meat.
Yeah?
Yes.
I did a little butchering.
Not to my pleasure, but I...
Tell him about the coffee.
About my coffee pot? Well, during the war, the name of that was my maiden name.
Okay.
And so my dad and his two brothers, which were up in the San Luis Valley, they all had grocery stores. And so we had a flour made with our name on it, and we had coffee made with name. And I have a coffee pot. It sits up about this high. And it still works. And say you came in and wanted to buy a pound of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And we would pour a pound of coffee in there. And you wanted a fine grind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sets in the back fine, coarse.
Yeah,
and then it would grind. And then there's this little container that comes out.
Wow.
And your coffee is fresh.
How old is that? Do you know?
I'd say it's at least 100 years old. I have it on my fireplace. And
I didn't even know that they drank coffee back then.
They drank that homemade booze at that time.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they used to do the bootlegging, you
really?
Know.
Is that something they used to do around here much?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
What did they call it? Did they have a name for the... What they made? Moonshine? Or
moonshine
like
and...
bootlegging, huh? Or was that, do you think that was done right in Trinidad, or maybe up
Probably more and less in the coal camps.
Yeah.
Because they were less apt to have the Internal Revenue and the government on their backs.
Yeah, right. And then bring it into Trinidad on the weekend, you know, maybe if they had some left over.
In fact, up until about... 5 years ago, when my husband passed away, he made his own wine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Wonderful.
Right.
Marvelous.
Where do you get the grapes?
We buy them from the Ringo's, but they came from California, the Zinfandel and the Muscatel.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd buy maybe, she would make... I don't know how many grapes we made. I don't know how many bottles we had. But he learned from his dad, and his dad made the best.
Was that pretty inexpensive to do it that way then? Or?
Well, I think it was to keep up the tradition.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much that you couldn't go in the grocery store and buy the best bottle of wine they had on the shelf.
Right.
It's just that... Your father had a trade, and you wanted to keep this tradition going. So you learned what your father knew.
Sure.
His father was a great gardener, and so my husband could plant anything and make anything grow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a talent, definitely, especially in this area, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
In Georgia, we have it a little easier.
Yeah.
You can't keep stuff from growing. The only problem is the bugs. So.
Well, we don't have any water, so.
Right. Yeah. So you have you belonged to a church throughout your life? Or?
Holy Trinity Catholic Church.
Okay.
Born, baptized, raised.
Have you belonged to any clubs through the church or through work or anything like that?
Well, not too much through the church. I have belonged to the sororities and different clubs.
Right. So they have sororities and churches? I didn't know.